Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Blue Bird Medical Center in Burnham. Daniel Israel, thank you so much for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Simon.
Daniel, you are going to raise the issue today of flu, and it suddenly hit me so hard between the eyes, like, who is even talking about flu?
Interesting. I remember doing actually a show with Kathy a couple of years ago, and it was like all that we were talking about.
Flu.
3 years ago. Now, what's that? Who remembers that?
Does anybody get flu anymore, what with the masks? I have not heard about flu for a year and a half. In fact, I've seen that certain pharmaceutical companies, the Dis-Chems, the Clicks, their turnovers are down because people are not buying flu medicines.
So interestingly, the symptomatic treatments of COVID has a lot of overlap with flu symptomatic treatments. So I think they're not telling you the truth, Simon. They're still getting good turnover on flu medications. But to answer your question properly, we've done very well with flu in the last 2 years. I mean, it's important for listeners to understand that flu is not just a minor, you know, little experience like across the board that's kind of irrelevant. It causes a huge amount of economic loss every year in terms of people missing work. But more than that, there's a significant morbidity and mortality to proper influenza, which is not, let's be clear, flu is influenza. It's a virus that you know, causes respiratory and other symptoms as well. And there's a morbidity and mortality to flu too. Obviously less so than COVID, but the point is that if you look at you can Google it, you'll see the worldwide figures of deaths from flu every year. It's quite significant. Now, interestingly, in the last year and this year, certainly in Gauteng and even South Africa, we've seen a minute amount of flu and proper influenza. And last year it was attributable primarily to people practicing social distancing, staying home, wearing masks, washing their hands. But also to the huge uptake in the flu vaccine, because the thought at the beginning of COVID was that, you know, certainly if it was going to be difficult to discern between flu and COVID, we wouldn't want that, and we wouldn't want the extra burden on our hospitals and healthcare facilities. So, that was the case last year. This year there's certainly been less of an uptake to the flu vaccine. I think people are less panicked than they were last year. But again, because of the social distancing and staying home, etc., we really have seen very little proper influenza this year.
When does the flu vaccine come out? And is there any issue taking the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine close together?
Okay, so the flu vaccine comes out every year before the flu season, normally around April, May time, and it's been out for a long time now. The virology experts have suggested to get a proper immune response to each one, that you have a 2 week period or break between the one and the other. And we did find that a lot of people delayed their flu vaccines this year because they weren't sure when they were going to get their COVID vaccines. And they didn't want to be called up and then found that they were waiting because they just had a flu vaccine.
Yeah.
I must say though that, you know, a couple of points. The one is that if you haven't had a flu vaccine, and you're now sitting at this point in winter, you should still have a flu vaccine.
Really?
We've seen a lot of recommendation up to summer to do flu vaccines because people still get influenza. Now, it is low this year, but you cannot get flu from having a flu vaccine. There's a misnomer out there that if I take the vaccine, it's going to make me sick. And that is totally untrue. It's a deactivated vaccine. So the drive-in points are, one, if you haven't had a vaccine, you should still get one. Two, if you've had your COVID vaccine, particularly as long as, you know, wait 2 weeks and then go and get your flu vaccine. They are available. Yeah, I think that pretty much answers your questions.
I'm kind of running out of time, but it just strikes me. You spoke about the numbers of flu being so much lower than they were. You spoke about social distancing. Do you think mask wearing had anything to do with it also, or not so much?
So, obviously, like I like to give you these reports based on fact, and this is not based on any studies. But if you ask me what my clinical feel is, I feel like mask wearing is the most important factor out of all these factors. So, hand washing, staying home, distancing, vaccines, I think the most important factor has been mask wearing. That doesn't mean I think I'd like us all to wear masks forever for various other reasons. But yes, I think it's made a huge difference.
But it is interesting, Daniel, because I can't see myself ever taking an international flight again not wearing a mask. I've got to tell you, I think it's going to drive behavioral change.
This pandemic. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Daniel, I will probably see you sooner than later for my flu vaccine. Didn't know I should still get it. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for chatting to us this afternoon, Daniel.